This Mark Start Money Podcast. If the subject is about money and life or questioning the so-called experts on the subject, we open the conversations.
You want answers? You can't handle the truth.
Welcome to the Smart Start Money Podcast. My name is Eric Flynn. On today's podcast episode, I'm going to be answering a question on how to keep unemployment levels low in America. Although there can be several different approaches to reducing unemployment, there really is only one real danger to people having jobs, and it's not what most people would believe. The real issue isn't anything new, and it has been building for some time. There's a storm that has been building when it comes to keeping Americans employed. It's not just taxes and the government causing issues. Stick around for this podcast episode, and I'm going to explain my thoughts on keeping people employed. Recently, I was asked about my thoughts on the current unemployment rate and how to keep Americans working. To me, there really is only one big obstacle. And let me start by saying I'm no 30-year Harvard economics professor, but the big picture with keeping Americans employed should be one that is more obvious to many people than it actually is. And only recently have I started to see more exposure of the underlying problems with keeping the unemployment rate low. It's really just something not many people want to take a look at and talk about. Now, the story of the unemployment rate in America right now, it's true that it is at all-time lows. The unemployment rate is extremely low right now. It's also true that wages are up for most workers. However, these are not the full stories, and it is important to look at the big picture for most of middle America. Workers are employed, but they are many times working for less and working more hours to earn that larger paycheck. You might be asking yourself how many people that are employed are earning less when wages are reported as being up. And this does, after all, seem to contradict the national news of low unemployment and higher wages. The issue today in America is it's the cost of living. Wages are up, but so are expenses for things like healthcare, education, and housing. This is in addition to just the daily increasing living expenses most people experience. And I want you to think for a minute. Think about the last time something as simple as your cable bill or your garbage pickup increased in price. And I know for me personally, these expenses, they go up a little each and every year. When it comes to the costs of education, housing, and healthcare, these expenses are most often outpacing inflation and those increased wages reported that so many people are earning. Those wages just aren't keeping up. The gain in pay reported in the current economy it's most often a net and sometimes even a negative gain. While people are earning more, the costs are also more. An increase in wages is also the result of Americans working more. Now, for hourly workers that receive overtime, they are truthfully, indeed, making more money. It's not also uncommon for numerous workers to have a second job or what is commonly referred to as a side hustle to make some extra money. Again, not actually making more money, but working more for an increase in income. An increasing number of American companies and businesses, they're moving to a leaner working environment. And this is nothing new. It's been going on for some time. But what this means is they're many times reducing their headcount and having fewer employees do the work of more with an increase in responsibilities. This is nothing new, like I said, and the trend is only likely to continue as businesses keep trying to compete globally and increase their bottom line along with their shareholder profits. The real problem that is lingering when it comes to unemployment in America is not helping individuals or businesses with taxes, but outsourcing jobs in favor of cheaper labor and moving everything made in America overseas. This is the real employment killer. The issue today is there are a lot fewer manufacturing jobs in America than there were decades ago. America has moved to more of a service and entertainment industry. While the entertainment industry in America still brings in quite a lot of money, the service industry as a whole does not. This is particularly the case when you compare many service jobs to the manufacturing positions that have been eliminated. Dollar for dollar, most manufacturing jobs make more money compared to service positions. Now, I know what some listeners might be thinking is, well, you know, doctors and lawyers, they're a service business, and this is certainly true. However, when you really think about it, there are a lot more Walmart and Target workers in America than there are doctors and lawyers. Outsourcing jobs in favor of less expensive labor has also been an issue with employment. Take a real long look at the work visa programs that many larger companies use today still. These were originally, is what they were intended for, was to, they were put in place to fill a shortage of highly educated American workers. And if you really research this issue and take a look at it, you will find this has been anything but the truth in many instances. To this day, many older workers in the technology industry are still being phased out and replaced by less expensive foreign employees. Now, although writing code and being in the software industry seems to be in high demand, and it probably still is today, I will tell you, if you are an older worker in this industry, you do need to be concerned. The real job killer in America today, and for quite a while now, it's been Americans. The result of this is the need for cheaper goods in combination with outsourcing and chasing increasingly larger shareholder profits is the problem. China is a big issue when it comes to jobs in America. And this is the one talking point that I've seen come up a little more recently. But it still seems not many people are talking about the larger problem, which is China. The U.S. has moved so many manufacturing jobs to China with the need for larger profits and to compete around the world. A race for the lowest price is a problem, and it hasn't only hurt Americans and their jobs, it also hurts their wallets and life. Unlike quality goods made in America decades ago, today's U.S. consumer is built on low quality, low price goods. Yes, a lot of the prices are cheap. So if you walk into your local Walmart, there's a lot of things that are cheap. If you walk into your local Target, there's a lot of things that are cheap. There's dollar stores popping up all over the place. These things are cheap. However, many times people are spending much more money in the long run, having to constantly buy the same things repeatedly, not knowing Americans are being trained to be poor. And the truth of the matter here is we are, as Americans, we are being trained by the large corporations to be poor. They've figured out how to maximize their profits. And to do that, they're not building quality items. They're having all that work shipped overseas where things are made cheaply. And then they're shipped back and sold to Americans. Think about everything in America that now predominantly comes from China and other overseas suppliers. When you buy something, do you ever see made in America anymore? And the answer to that is no. And the reason is not much is made in America any longer. And for me, it's finally nice to see this getting more exposure because for a while now, I have had a problem with a lot of the quality in things. And I think the first time I really started to see this and realize this is for a while, and I still do today, I would attend quite a few local auctions, estate sales, and with some of these older people that have passed away, they've held on to a lot of things from the past. And a lot of these things are outdated, but they were quality made. And a lot of them were made in America and, you know, things that still work. And that's just not the case any longer. The corporations have figured out that if they sell people something that is not quality made, in the long run, they'll spend more money by having to buy the same item. Although employment issues in America can be tied to the loss of manufacturing jobs and also outsourcing many of them, the real danger is looming for Americans. And what is the real danger It's national security. It's not just taking jobs away from Americans. Yes, that is a big issue. But think about this for a minute. During World War II, American manufacturing, it was big. And we were able to build our own ships and other supplies for the war efforts. Now, I want you to take that into consideration with all the manufacturing jobs that have been sent overseas and all the infrastructure for manufacturing in America that's been done away with. Now, think about not having all this manufacturing in place in America, and somehow we have a conflict with the same country that makes everything we buy. So they certainly aren't going to sell things to a country they have an issue with. The real way to probably decrease unemployment in America is to try and start purchasing more things made in the USA. If you've walked into your big box retail discount store lately, start to look at where things are made. You'll have a hard time finding anything, particularly that's not made in China. And these things are made cheaply. And another thing you do need to consider here is a big thing these days with a lot of people is environmental concerns. So if you have concerns about the environment, buying these inferior goods made overseas, and particularly in China, it's not helping the environment. When you purchase these items, you're hurting the environment. And the reason for this is the laws in place overseas for manufacturing goods when it comes to the environment are not what they are in America. And these countries are polluting the air and polluting the water at rapid rates. If you do some of the research on this, you will find that for America, if we limit and really try to improve the environment, we're never probably going to do enough due to some of these other countries and them and their pollution. The real way, I will say, to probably decrease unemployment in America is to look for things that are American made. We need to start bringing jobs back to America. And that somewhat started recently. You know, you'll see on the news again on how manufacturing jobs are being brought back. But it is a small number of manufacturing jobs that probably will not make a big difference right now. And the only way to tell these big corporations that you're no longer going to help their profits and their shareholders is to stop buying the cheap, inferior goods. Do a little research when you look for something to buy and see where it's made. See how long the item lasts. You know, if you go out and buy a microwave oven from your local Walmart for $50, and in 2 or 3 years it breaks and you have to buy another one, that cost adds up over a while. Do some research and look for something that's quality made. An example I have recently is I was looking at refrigerators, and it turns out that although the parts and things like that are probably still made overseas, a lot of manufacturing for these things, there's still some of it done in America. So it was important that I looked at some of these brands, and that's something that you can do. But overall, if you take a hard look at the quality of items these days, it's gone downhill and people are not making more money. And at the same time, while they're not making more money, they're spending more money by having to repeatedly buy the low-cost, inferior items, the consumer items, just everyday items. Now, part of the problem is, you know, as Americans, we like to have stuff. It seems like we can never have enough stuff. But if you're purchasing stuff that is cheap and will fall apart, you're just going to spend more money. Another industry you want to take a look at is the auto industry when it comes to cheap and inferior. Take a look, compare an automobile today to one that was made just probably 20 years ago, and you'll see cars they consist of a lot more plastic than they do steel and metal. And this is due to cutting those costs. Again, the corporations have figured out that if they build something that falls apart, the consumer spends more money. Why build something of quality? Why help your customer base and provide a quality item when you can make more money by providing them with cheap goods. Now, government certainly has played a role in allowing many companies to send their manufacturing overseas and outsource jobs from overseas. If you really think about it, the people that are supporting this, it's the American people. And it is just to us turning a blind eye and buying these cheap goods and just accepting that we're just going to repeatedly buy throwaway items that are not made very well. So the real answer here is, how do we keep the unemployment rate low in America? And the true answer is, we need to bring jobs back to America. And hopefully people start realizing that if you don't start buying quality items, things are just going to continue. And these big corporations, big discount retail stores, they're just going to keep making the inferior items. The next time you're in your local Walmart, your local Target, just take a look for a minute. And before you buy what you're taking a look at, and see where it's made. See if there is another option. For big ticket items, do some research. Find out where those things are made. Find out how well they're made. And try to purchase something more of quality. It may cost you a little more, but in the long run, you're probably going to spend less. You'll spend a little more up front, but you'll get a better quality item. Thanks for listening to the Smart Start Money Podcast. If you like this podcast, please subscribe. You can also visit smartstartmoney.com. I do have a good article on there that relates to this podcast titled How Profits, Greed, and Cheap Are Hurting America. That might be something you want to take a look at. If you have questions or comments on this podcast, you can email them to me at eric@smartstartmoney.com. Join me on the next podcast as I talk about the great Ivy League debate. Is an Ivy League education worth the price?